Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
2020 is a historic year. So many things are at stake: the sanctity of human life, religious freedom, the direction of our country, even ideas that are starting to float around about whether we ought to become a socialist country. Well, our guest today is Harry Mehet, our chief litigation counsel at Liberty Counsel. And he has a lot of experiences both in the pro-life arena, representing Sandra Merritt, which he's going to share with us, but also growing up in communist Romania, seeing what it was like to live under a communist regime. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, and Harry Mehet is our guest. Harry, you have been very involved, obviously, in the Sandra Merritt case. You've been involved in every aspect of it from the very beginning: the three-week preliminary criminal hearing in 2019 and the seven-week civil trial in 2019, and it's still not over. But Sandra Merritt, we'll talk about the specifics of that case later in this week, but she ultimately learned about you, I believe, because of a story of how you were raised in communist Romania.
Well, that's right. Hi, Matt, and hello, Holly. When Sandra Merritt was being pursued by various state governments, including Texas and California, she was looking for an attorney that could represent her. And in looking for attorneys, she came across a testimony that I share frequently with the public, and that's the story of how I grew up as the son of a dissident Baptist preacher in communist Romania. You know, I was 12 when we left Romania. So the first 12 years of my life, I grew up watching my dad being constantly harassed by the secret police, by the government, even arrested and taken away for questioning and interrogation and abuse, merely because he was speaking truth, because he was preaching the gospel, because he was doing things that the communists decided cannot be done or spoken or thought under the authoritarian regime that they had set up. And so watching him go through that, I used to tell him, whenever he'd come home from jail, I'd say, you know, Daddy, when I grow up, I want to be a lawyer, and I want to make sure that this doesn't happen to you anymore. Of course, thinking that I would someday perhaps defend him in Romanian courts. But here we are now on the other side of the ocean in the land of the free. And hearing that story really impacted Susan. And that's how God brought her to Liberty Counsel and to us, because she thought that my experience in fighting authoritarian regimes in Romania would prove useful here in defending her.
Your first day of freedom actually was on Christmas Day, December 25, 1989. And December 25, 1989, 30 years later, you come to December 25, 2019. So you just celebrated 30 years of the communist regime falling in Romania and freedom coming to that country. And it was actually on December 26th, the day after that. We filed the Articles of Incorporation earlier in December, but the state ultimately registered those Articles of Incorporation for Liberty Counsel on the day after Christmas, December 26th, which would have been the very first full day of freedom in communist Romania. It's really amazing to see what was happening with Liberty Counsel being founded. We celebrated our 30th year in December 2019. You celebrated your 30th year of communist Romania falling and freedom coming to that country. Little did you know, as a 12-year-old boy in communist Romania, dreaming about coming to a place of freedom and having that kind of freedom in your own home country, that you would ultimately become part of Liberty Counsel and be involved in some of these incredibly important cases like the Sandra Merritt case and many, many other cases that we do with regards to our religious freedom.
That's right, Matt. You know, there are no coincidences with God, and He directs the course of human history, and He is a wonderful architect of our destinies. And it was, you know, the 5 or 6 days before Christmas in 1989, I was in the city of Timișoara, where the revolution started after a spiritually starved and a physically starved nation after 45 years of communist oppression decided to take a stand, to rise up against the government and to demand their freedom. God allowed me to be there on site for that and to see a city square of 400,000 people just fill up and demand libertate, asking for liberty, demanding what was rightfully theirs, to see the tanks come in, the army roll in, to see the bullets flying and people dying merely because they wanted to be free. That experience left an indelible mark on my memory. It has really shaped the way that I see freedom today. There are still bullet holes on the buildings in that city square in Romania now, so that the people will never forget that freedom is not free. And the sound of those bullets flying is still burned in my memory. But like you said, little did I know that as I was going through those experiences at that very time, in those very moments, you, Matt, and Anita, and the people at Liberty Council were forming what would eventually become Liberty Council, and that then God would use a series of miracles and circumstances to unite our paths many, many years later, so that now we could be engaged in the battle for freedom over here in the land of the free. It's several years back, we had a chance to visit Romania again. I went with my parents, and we went to the old church that my dad used to pastor in that little town. And at the end of the service, my dad was met by someone whom he recognized instantly. And it was the chief of the secret police in the town that we had grown up, the man who had sent these people into our house, and the men that had persecuted my father and deprived him of water and food and arrested him many times. And he was there with tears in his eyes to speak with my dad, to hug him, to tell him that he is now his brother in Jesus Christ, that he had gotten saved, and that he knew what real freedom was today. And it was just such a sweet, joyous occasion to watch the persecuted and the persecutor now together as brothers in Jesus Christ. It's really a remarkable turn of events, and only God could orchestrate that kind of a story.
So, Harry, does it ever seem surreal to you when you're standing in court defending the sanctity of life and religious freedom, as you think back when you made that promise to God and to your dad? Does it ever seem surreal that it's actually happening to you right now?
Well, it really does. And, you know, it's kind of funny because our detractors, the people on the far left who listen to my public speaking, they often poke fun and they say, well, there he goes again, likening America to communist Romania as if that could ever happen over here. And it's kind of funny because here we are sitting in court defending Christians who are being sent to jail because of their faith, because they won't compromise their conscience. You know, I was with Kim Davis when she was sentenced to jail. I was with Sandra Merritt when she was taken to jail in San Francisco for exposing the truth. I was with Frank Lay and Robert Freeman in Pensacola when they were charged with a crime for praying in a public school and threatened to be sent to jail for 6 months. So here I am, and like you said, Holly, it really does feel surreal because it's like deja vu all over again. History repeats itself, sometimes in different places, but some of the things that Christians are being accused of and jailed for now in 2020 in America, in Romania, can happen in complete freedom today. You know, you and I could take a truck full of Bibles to Romania and show up at a public school, and they would roll out the red carpet for us. They would thank us. They would treat us like heroes for coming to deliver Bibles to students in a public school in Romania. So it's just interesting to
see. So in some cases, it's almost reversed.
In many cases.
In the sense that you could bring Bibles to the public schools in Romania and be welcomed with open arms, but if you did that in certain places around the United States, the ACLU, and they would be upset, they would want to file suit, argue separation of church and state, and try to stop you. Well, our guest is Harry Mihet. He is our chief litigation counsel, and we have so much more to talk about this week on Faith and Freedom. So many stories about what he and his father and his family and other pastors and Christians experienced in communist Romania, and how on Christmas Day, Ceausescu was tried and brought to justice and eventually executed on December 25, 1989, Christmas Day. Don't ever take your freedom for granted. Stand with us and stand with those that we represent to advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and marriage and family. Visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. lc.org.